Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Andy Martin, and I live in Manchester. I've distributed a statement, and I won't repeat it, but I will give you some extemporaneous remarks. I was present at the creation of the modern environmental movement, the passage of the National Environmental Policy Act, and worked on lawsuits seeking to protect the environment many decades ago, and have maintained an active interest in the environment. When I came back to New Hampshire 2 years ago, I was asked to get involved in fighting the Northern Pass proposal. And as part of my efforts to fight the Northern Pass, we created what we called Operation Walk the Line, and began a statewide march against the Northern Pass. I'm very proud to say that Commissioner Sampson was one of that founding band of brothers, and I believe Bulldog Brian Tilton was also in that band of brothers that began that march. And I've used up several pairs of shoes, and I've got the sore feet to prove that we did this. Originally, we talked about walking the line because we were talking about walking the power line. But as I walked and talked to people on the highways, people started to express their concern about generation by windmill. And I think today we may have to broaden the scope of our efforts to walk the ridge line as well as the power line. In closing, what I'd like to suggest to the committee, and I know that Representative Riley and Senator Forrester have used the pause button, so I'm not going to say that, but since I'm a kid at heart, I'm going to use a railroad analogy. We all know the railroad signs that say stop, look, and listen. It's time for the state to stop. It's time to look around at other states, at other regions, to see how they are coping with these problems. And it's time to listen to the people. 2 years ago, when I began the effort to fight Northern Pass, I focused on the external agendas of Quebec Hydro, Northeast Utilities, and Northeast Utilities even honored me by creating a cartoon claiming I owned a mansion up in the North Country. I'm still looking for it. I haven't found it, but they think it's there. But what I'd like to suggest is that protecting the environment is a topic where we can begin to repair the fabric, the political fabric of this state on a bipartisan basis. One of the things that people are upset about today, ordinary citizens, is the hyper-partisanship that permeates everything. And I think Democrats and Republicans should work together to protect the aesthetics of the state, to protect the beauty, to protect the tourism industry, and not to leave anybody behind. Now, I see the gentleman wearing the green shirts. They're worried about their jobs. I have been fighting to see compensation for 300 North Country workers who were just thrown on the street by a bunch of corporate speculators. So I am not unmindful of the need to protect their families and their paychecks as well. But we should start to come together. When the modern environmental movement was created, it was a bipartisan thing. We didn't have all this shooting back and forth. That's what we need, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. You ought to report this bill out unanimously. And then let's get to work to do what these people want, to protect their homes, to protect their backyards, to protect the tourism industry, and to protect the future of the state that parents are going to pass down to their children. Thank you very much. I do have some extra copies of my statement, and I'm happy to pass them out. I'll be in the lobby, but I'm also, Representative O'Reilly, going to have to push the ultimate pause button and run out the door to feed the parking meter. So.
Thank you very much.